Black-clad protesters in balaclavas march in Dover against Channel migrant crisis. By Kurt Zindelka on September 5, 2026. Hundreds of men dressed in black and balaclavas descended upon the port of Dover on Saturday, blocking traffic in an apparent protest against the migrant crisis in the English Channel. The port of Dover, which stands as Britain's main short sea ferry and freight port on the Channel, also serves as the central hub for illegal boat migrants being brought ashore in England by the Border Force or the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, RNLI. Rather than pushing the boats back to the beaches of France, the Border Force typically collects the illegal migrants halfway through the Channel, where they are often escorted to by the French Navy, and ferries them the rest of the way to Dover. Since the crisis began in earnest around 2019, over 200,000 illegals have successfully reached British territory via the route. Although crossings have declined this year, over 16,000 more illegals have been brought ashore at Dover since the start of the year. While the government has claimed that it was a result of its policies, the Migration Observatory notes that it is often difficult to know what caused changes in small boat arrivals during a specific period and that weather may have played just as important a role in reducing the flow of migrants across the Channel. According to the BBC, masked protesters clad in black clothing took to the streets surrounding the port on Saturday, reportedly blocking all traffic entering the port. The public broadcaster said that the protesters refused to speak to the press. However, they were heard chanting "Send them back and stop the boats." Kent police merely said that they were aware of a protest taking place and that they were engaging with protesters. The demonstrators drew some support, with veteran street organizer Tommy Robinson describing the balaclava-wearing men as British patriots while urging his followers on social media to get there to support them. Others were critical, with Reform UK councillor for Dover West, Paul King, saying that many local women were frightened by such a large group of men walking up the street with masks on and that this was not the way to solve the issue. However, West did say that he understands why people feel motivated to protest, as this useless Labour government has no clue how to stop the boats. On Friday, Reform UK leader Nigel Farage signed an agreement with French National Rally leader, committing to sending the migrant boats back to France if both parties come to power. An agreement which has long eluded successive British governments when dealing with the now outgoing government of President Emmanuel Macron. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.